The story with the highest score today, 923 points, is titled, A Joke Domain Purchase Turned into Geopolitical Warfare. And I want to spend real time on this, because it's one of those pieces that sounds hyperbolic in the headline, and then completely earns it in the body. The short version. Sondhub is a community platform for tracking radio sondes. Those are the instrument packages attached to weather balloons that meteorological agencies launch twice daily all over the world. The project started as a hobby thing. Someone bought a domain as a bit of a joke. And over time, it became actual infrastructure that researchers and amateur radio operators worldwide depended on.
And then someone figured out that the domain or the tracking data or the platform itself had become operationally relevant in a conflict context. The post from XSS Fox on Sprocket Fox goes into the details, and what's striking is how the author describes this shift. One day you're building a tool for balloon nerds, and then slowly you realize your project is being used by parties with interests that have nothing to do with weather monitoring.
The piece raises something that I think is genuinely underappreciated in the tech community. Open source civilian infrastructure that aggregates real-time geographic data doesn't stay purely civilian just because its creators intended it that way. Radio sondes travel. They cross borders. The telemetry data about where they go, how fast, at what altitude, that's surveillance-adjacent information in contested airspace. The author didn't set out to build a dual-use tool. They built a weather balloon tracker, and the world caught up with them.
From a governance standpoint, this is a recurring pattern we haven't solved. You have a project that starts small, grows organically, becomes critical infrastructure for a community, and then finds itself subject to pressures its creators never anticipated and aren't equipped to navigate. The HN comments on this thread are worth reading carefully. There's a debate happening about whether open projects that handle location data have any obligation to think about these scenarios in advance, versus whether imposing that burden on hobbyists is unreasonable.
I come down somewhere uncomfortable in the middle on that. The XSS Fox write-up is honest about the author's own ambivalence. They're not a defense contractor, they're not a national security apparatus, they're someone who built something cool and now finds themselves fielding questions they didn't train for. What I find most valuable about the piece is that it doesn't offer easy answers. It just documents what happened with striking clarity.
The parallel I keep thinking of is the early history of GPS. The system was built for military navigation, and when civilian applications emerged, the military had to make active policy decisions about accuracy degradation, selective availability, to limit civilian use for strategic reasons. We're now seeing that tension run in reverse, civilian projects building on open data becoming militarily relevant. There's no institutional framework for handling that at the project level, and the Sondhub story illustrates exactly what that gap looks like from the inside.
And while we're thinking about civilian systems being appropriated for purposes their creators didn't intend, that thread connects directly to something else on the front page today. The AliExpress web audio fingerprinting story is smaller in scope, but similar in spirit. A capability that exists for one stated purpose being quietly deployed for a very different one. The post from Lazarfile documents how AliExpress runs silent audio context fingerprinting through the Web Audio API, creating and analyzing audio buffers in a background context you never hear. And the side effect is that it breaks Bluetooth multipoint connections on some devices, causing headphones to drop a paired device when you visit their pages.
The technical mechanism is almost elegant in how accidental the harm is. Web audio fingerprinting works by exploiting tiny differences in how audio hardware processes a signal. The variations are unique enough per device to function as an identifier without any cookies, without any explicit tracking consent. But creating that audio context apparently sends signals that Bluetooth stacks on some devices interpret as an audio stream handoff request, which causes the multipoint drop.
The privacy implications are significant regardless of the Bluetooth issue. This is fingerprinting that survives incognito mode, survives cookie clearing, and isn't disclosed in any cookie consent banner because it doesn't use cookies. The HN commenter who first documented this appears to have found it while debugging a frustrating Bluetooth problem, which is exactly how a lot of security research actually starts. Not from a threat model, but from someone annoyed enough to dig into why their headphones kept dropping.